Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord, and welcome everyone to NPAradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And this morning, as you know, we are hosting Amen, Glory Be to God, the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention podcast. And first of all, we want to welcome all of you to the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast with our international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And as you know, he's on a sabbatical, and he has assigned certain ones, glory to God, hallelujah, to host in his stead. And today we have a man, glory be to God, none other than Pastor James Howard Williams. Pastor Williams, are you here?
God bless you, Lady Hagen. I am here and in place. God bless you.
Oh. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, God bless you. And we're so glad to have Pastor Williams with us. And as you know, Pastor Williams, glory be to God, he assists us on the Lifeline. He's the primary host of the Lifeline, which is also a subsidiary of the First Fruit. And we just thank God for you, Pastor Williams, for doing an outstanding job in being our primary host of the Lifeline. And we welcome you to the Motherline, the First Fruit. And now, the assignment is in your hand. We put this microphone in your hand. Glory be to God. And I relinquish the platform now, and it's yours. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you, Lady Hagen, Ambassador Hagen, and all of the ambassadors of the First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless all of you to the Chief Ambassador and Founder and Expediter. The primary intercessor of the Lifeline, of the First Fruit Prayer Line, is and that is Dr. Bernard Johnson. We God bless you, and we give praises to God for you doing such an incredible job on the First Fruit and leading First Fruit in the direction which God have given to you. God bless you. God bless all of the saintly people who are on this line, ambassadors and non-ambassadors and waiting ambassadors, where you're waiting to be ambassadors. Amen. Keep doing the work of the Lord, and the Lord have a tremendous work for all of you. God bless you. Also, amen, to a very, very valuable and most important driving force on this First Fruit Prayer Line. She is the catalyst. She is the pivotal point. She is the mainstay of this line, and that is none other than Mother Adelie Johnson. God bless you, woman of God. Amen, amen, amen. And with that, even if she never a called ambassador, mother is, amen, the appropriate title for you, because you are mother to the nations, and we, God bless you, we say God bless you. Amen. It is a blessing and an honor to be on the First Fruit, amen, and to be able to hold this prestigious spot, amen, that for our chief, who today is his day, that he would normally go forth. Amen. But he thought it not robbery to share this spot with someone who have connected with First Fruit. And I thank God that he has given me that opportunity to be able to represent. So God bless you all. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for all you've done and all that you are yet to do. We thank you for this great day. Hallelujah. You woke us up this morning, started us on our way, blood running warm in our veins. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You called us out of darkness and into your marvelous light. You blessed us to be here today. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportune moment. Thank you, God, for all you've done and all that you are doing. Thank you for how our lives are taking shape. Hallelujah. Taking shape into the destiny which you have called us to. Hallelujah. We have not always seen our destiny. We have not always seen the direction that we are to walk in. But, Father, we thank you through reading your word, praying and being faithful and following your lead, walking by faith and not by sight. We are coming into our destiny. We are beginning to see our destiny take shape. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you, even right now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You told us in your word to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. And, Father, we pray that you would continue to lead us. And we know that you will. Continue to lead us and guide us in that direction. Let us never stray from your great love. Let us never stop. Let us never get discouraged. Hallelujah. Or become blindsided by the enemy. Let us never yield to the temptations. Hallelujah, that so often decorates our path with the billboards of all type of graffiti trying to lure us in a different direction. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for this day. Thank you for where you're taking us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And we pray now, oh, glory to God, that the strength of your love, hallelujah, will propel us and command us to go forth and do the things that you, God, have called us to do in Jesus' name. That we will not turn to the left, neither will we turn to the right. But we will always seek your face, rising early in the morning, saying, Lord, which way will you have me to go today? What will you have me to do? What will you have me to say? Father, which way will you have me to go? Hallelujah. Knowing within ourselves, deep within our spirit, glory to God, that our destiny multiply. You liken us to vines that bring forth good fruit. You liken us to trees that bring forth fruit. And every tree that beareth not fruit, the axe is laid at the root of the tree, and you're ready to cut it down. Oh, God, you've likened us to light. Hallelujah. We're the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill. Hallelujah. There's no way in the world one can pass it and not see it. Hallelujah. Because we are the light to the city. And then you said we are also the salt of the earth. Oh, glory to God. We are to bring that seasonal thirst, hallelujah, to mankind that calls them to become thirsty, thirsty for your word, thirsty for a turnaround, thirsty for change. We want to say thank you. And, Father, thank you for every listener. Thank you for every potential listener. Thank you, God, not only for the first fruit, but all of the different connecting lines that are tuned in, listening. Father, thank you for them. I just want to bless them even right now. Hallelujah. That they will walk in the blessings of God. That they will do the things that God has called them to do. That they won't turn to the left nor to the right. But they will always, glory to God, yield their members fully and dedicatedly to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for what you're doing. Heal, deliver, set free, open blinded eyes, unstop their ears, cause the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. Raise up your people, God. Raise up your people. Give them a new charge, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you now. The glory and honor is yours in Jesus' great name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Today, before we get started, we do want to give some time to, amen, for testimonials or a prayer. We want to do that, but I want to encourage you to keep holding on to the hand of the Lord. Always know that God will come through for you. Amen. I'm going to take a little time to talk briefly about a couple of different things. And the very first thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about Elijah. Yeah, and I want to talk about him. Amen. And I want you to know that we have said all kind of things about Elijah. We've said how he was fearful. He ran from a situation that God couldn't use him, and he ran. Hallelujah. We say that about Elijah. A great anointed man of God, a man who called fire from heaven, a man who, oh, glory to God, his focus was on the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Yes, he was the mouthpiece for God. He trusts God. He's the man that the Lord told him to go in part by the brook to Sereth. And he said, I will sustain you there. And then he, Elijah parked by Sereth, and God sent a raven, a bird, who shared his food with nobody, but he shared his food with the man of God. Hallelujah. Then God said, go down and park yourself in Zarephath. Hallelujah. He went to Zarephath, and God blessed. And I want to pause, and I say that oftentimes we and the New Day prophets have been following after the money, and the New Day people of God have been chasing the money, chasing the houses, chasing the cars, chasing the bling bling and all of these other things, and thinking that that's the way to do it. But listen, beloved, you don't have to chase any of these things. Elijah did not chase after money. He did not chase. The only thing Elijah chased after was God. And I'm telling you, when you walk into the anointing that God has called you to, you won't walk after those things, because you will realize that those things will follow you. You don't follow them. They follow you. Elijah parked by the brook Sereth because God told him to, and God blessed. He began to see the manifold wisdom and the manifold strength of God through the bird, bringing him food daily. He saw how God was blessing and preparing him. And when he went to Zarephath, out of obedience to God, he didn't go there so that woman could wait on him hand and feet. He wasn't going there trying to puff himself up and show or to see if the power of God really worked on his life. He didn't do that. He knew who he was. He knew he was a man of God. Elijah knew this. And when he went to Zarephath, he didn't go to Zarephath for himself. He knew there was a famine in the land. He's the one that called the famine. So if he called the famine, he already know there's not going to be rain or dew until I say so. In other words, he can call this thing to a halt. It's over. Famine, you're over. But that's not the case. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And God heard him. Then the Lord said, go to Zarephath. He went to Zarephath. But when he went to Zarephath, he went for the woman at Zarephath, not for himself. He didn't go there because he was hungry. Listen, if God wanted to sustain him, God could have sustained him by a cactus plant. He was already in the desert. So that, you know, when everything dries up, cactus got water, God could sustain him however he wants to. If he sustained him by the bird, he could sustain him by a cloud by the size of a man's hand. God know what to do. Elijah wasn't concerned about that. He was just obeying God. And when he went to Zarephath, he was bringing a blessing to the woman. But the woman had to do something in order to get it. She had to exercise faith. And her faith begin to work when the man of God says, give me something to drink. She went to get it, and oh, by the way, give me a cake, cook me something to eat. And this is to show the man of God she had nothing. He knew that because God sent him there for her. She said, listen, I have nothing but a handful of meal, and I'm going to cook it up right now, and my son and I, we're going to eat it, and we're going to die. He said, bring it to me first. I like that. But nonetheless, she didn't grumble. She didn't complain. She fixed it, gave it to him, and the man of God performed a miracle in her life, hallelujah, that is written about even to this day we're reading about. But he didn't go there because he was trying to have the lady wait on him hand and feet. He went to be a blessing. Why? Because the blessings of God follows the Lord's anointed. Are you God's anointed? Are you his anointed vessel? Are you the one that the Lord God have called out of darkness into his marvelous light? If you are that person, you don't have to follow after money. You don't have to follow after riches and all the. And yes, these things are lovely and nice to have. Who wouldn't want them? But you, the anointed of God, don't have to chase after those things. Why? Because those things follow you.
Amen.
They follow you. Share another little story with you. Hallelujah. Yes, let me finish with Elijah first. Elijah, the man of God, came to a place, and he heard Jezebel. Jezebel, that woman that paint, not only did she paint her face, her strength was not in her painting her face. Her strength was not in her manipulation. Her faith or her strength was not even in her temptation. That's not where her strength was. Her strength was the fact that she was a prophet slayer. She slayed many prophets, hid them. And one of the servants of the Lord went and hid those prophets, hid those men of God in caves and fed them daily with bread and water because he wanted to sustain them. But Jezebel was a prophet slayer. And when Elijah comes on the scene, Ahab told Jezebel what great things Elijah did. You know when he called all those prophets up to Mount Carmel, 400 and 450, 400 for the prophets of the grove and 450 that served at Jezebel's table. Jezebel had prophets that was following her and doing what she wanted them to do. And then when Jezebel heard what great thing Elijah did, she put a curse on her own head and said, I don't do to him what he was doing to them. Listen, these are the things that's going to happen to me. But that's okay. But when Elijah heard the salutation of Jezebel, what she was going to do, Elijah took off running. Number one, he ran because she was a prophet slayer. Number two, he ran because he wanted to safeguard his anointing. Number three, he ran because he's not going to let anybody play with his anointing. And this woman has got to be crazy. She killed other men of God. She has no respect of God. If she killed these men, the prophets of God, I'm not even going to take that chance. I'm not going to take that chance. And he ran. Yes, he ran. And God visited him, though. But here's the thing God told him to listen, eat, you get ready to go on a journey. When he went on the journey, the Lord told him to anoint, I think it was Sisera. In other words, anoint another person to be king of Assyria. Told him to anoint Jehu, hallelujah, and also anoint Elisha. He didn't say anoint Elisha in your place, but he said anoint Elisha in your room. In other words, he's going to walk in the same room that you're walking, the same office, the office of the prophet. He's going to walk in that office. And when God blessed him, told him to go forth, he went forth and he did what the Lord told him to do. Why? Don't you know that even though the Lord told him to anoint a king over Syria, hallelujah, God also told him to anoint Jehu. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like this one because of the fact that when Jehu was coming into town, now he's king. He was coming into town. Guess who sticks out her head out the window? The prophet slayer. Oh, Jezebel. Now I'm kind of breezing through this. Jezebel sticks her head out of the window and give a salutation to Jehu. Jehu says, who is on the Lord's side? Who is for me? And two eunuchs took their head out. Hallelujah. He said, throw her down. Hallelujah. They threw Jezebel out of the window, broke her neck. The dogs ate of her, just like the man of God said. How do you know? How many of you know that to every prophet slayer, there is a eunuch? There is a eunuch for every prophet slayer. So when the Jehu would not touch the woman, because yes, she was tempting, yes, she was a deceivious and deceitful and luring, but he would not even go near her. But how many of you know, hallelujah, to every prophet slayer, God has some eunuchs that would do what he says to. They're not afraid of the temptation of wickedness. Why? Because they've devoted themselves. Now, number two, in closing that, let me let you also know that God loved Elijah and took care of him and did something for Elijah that he only did for one other person. He took Enoch up. He said, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. He loved God. Enoch served God faithfully, and God took him. And it's just another indication to let you know that God loved Elijah and that Elijah walked a recommended life before God because God took him away. God took him because God loved him. God loved all of you. And if you walk close to God, he's going to take you to Bible talks about a rich man and Lazarus. And he said when the rich man died, he was buried. But when Lazarus died, the angels came and took him. Glory to God. God will take you too if you live righteously for him. You don't have to worry about the age. You don't have to worry about your pain. You don't have to worry because you had an arm or a leg severed. It's okay. You can get to heaven with one hand or no hand. You can get to heaven with one eye or no eye. But you can't get to heaven with sin in your life.
Ooh.
You can't do it. By giving your life to God, God will take you too.
Yes.
Thing, let me bring you up to hallelujah. And it's something I just cannot peel myself away from. And that is going back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm going to bring this to a close. You're going to see where I'm going. All of this has to do with faith. All of it. Everything I'm saying this morning has to do with faith and you trusting God. That's it. Trust God. Trust God. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Whatever you do, trust God. If you're building your church, trust God. If you're building your home, trust God. If you want to know how to start your ministry, trust God. That's where I'm going. That's why I talk about Elijah. Trust God. No matter what you're going through, how the devil's trying to chase you, trust God. He will take care of you. When it's time for you to come home, he will bring you home. They won't have to bury you, but the angels will come and get you. The second person I want to talk about, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about Joseph. I want to talk about a person who loved God, but he was misunderstood. He was never misunderstood by God, but he was definitely misunderstood by his brothers and his father. This is how that happened. Abraham was blessed of God, and God told him to leave his place and come to a place I'm going to tell you of. And when he did that, God says to Abraham, I'm going to bless you in this place, in this place. Walk up and down in the length and the width thereof. Walk in it. The place was called Canaan. He said, walk in this place. Abraham walked in that place. Didn't realize that he was in. You need to catch this. He did not realize he was already in the place of blessing. When God told him to go to Canaan and walk in it, he was in that place. And God was blessing him. He sojourned in it. A famine came. Abraham left the place of blessing. He could have stayed in the place of blessings, and God would have produced blessings for Abraham. But when a famine came, Abraham left, stayed in Egypt for a while. And yet he was still trying to have a child, and that child would not come. As long as it was in Egypt, he could not produce a child. God never promised to bless him in Egypt. God said, I will bless you in this place. Glory to God. So in the end, he comes back to Canaan. By this time, he has Isaac on the scene. Isaac has a wife now, and the Lord bless him, and he's going. A matter of fact, a famine comes on the scene. And you know what? Matter of fact, let me back up. Abraham goes into Egypt. And when Abraham is in Egypt, glory to God, he steps out of the place of promise. Anytime you step out of the place of promise, you will also lie. You will also cheat. You will also do every lewd thing under the sun when you step out of the promise. When Abraham went to Egypt, he said, this is my sister. Yes, he lied. He said, this is my sister. But he didn't have to say, this is my sister. He could have stayed right where he was and received the blessings of the Lord. Comes on the scene. The second famine comes. He leaves. He's on his way to Egypt. God said, don't go into Egypt. But he turns into Gera. He goes into the land of the Philistines. And because he steps out of the land of promise, his proclivities is to do the same thing that his father did. He also lied. This is my sister. He didn't have to lie. All he had to do was trust God right where he were, and God would have raised up, the food and everything he needs to sustain him, because God says, I'm going to sustain you here. They were already in the land of promise but didn't trust God for the promise, for the blessing. They were looking for a land whose city, whose foundation and maker was God, but they were already in the land of promise. Jacob goes down to his kin house, and he brings forth children. He's bearing children. And then he brings forth at the end, after he has 10 children, then he brings forth Joseph into the land, making the 11th son, and that's by Rachel. As Joseph is growing up, he's getting older, he tells his brothers of a dream. He tells them about how he sees them bowing down to him. This young prophet testifies everybody hates him. His father loves him, but his brothers hate him. They want to do him harm. But he said, we're not going to bow to you. You got to be crazy. Glory to God. So they sell his brother. In other words, his brother saw it coming. He only told him what he saw happening because of that evil heart. And they sold the prophet. God raised up a prophet in Canaan, but they sold the prophet to Egypt. So when the famine, the third famine comes, everyone's affected. But guess what? Joseph hears God. He sees it coming. The king had the dream, but Joseph interprets the dream. This is what's going to happen. The king tell him, help us out. In other words, give him the okay to prepare the blessings that will sustain them. And it happened. Everybody's going to Egypt because there's grain and corn there, because the prophet sees what's about to happen. Egypt is benefiting because Joseph is there. Canaan is not benefiting because they sold their prophet. The prophet is no longer in Canaan, but the prophet is in Egypt. And Egypt is benefiting. Egypt is getting this glory because the prophet is there. Again, I've shared with you the blessings. The prophet does not chase after the blessings. The blessings follow the prophet. Joseph is in Egypt, and the blessings follow the prophet. All of Egypt are being blessed because Joseph is there. What about you? Everywhere your feet tread upon will be blessed because you are there. That place in Illinois are blessed because you are there. That house in Indiana, that community is blessed because you are there. That place in Kansas City on that corner is blessed because you are there. Blessings follow the anointed of God. You don't have to chase it down. Just exercise your faith because God has already given you all things. He tells you, give it, it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. But what we have done, we said we want houses, cars, and land. That's what we want. And we have taken our destiny, we've taken our mind off of those beautiful things of God. And if we're going to preach a gospel that it will work, just come to God. He's that spiritual ATM machine. He'll give you cars, houses, and land. Would that work in the bush? Would that work in the third world country where these people don't have anything? Will that gospel work? Come to God. He'll give you houses. He'll give you cars. He'll give you land. He will raise you up. He's going to give you these things. Will it work there? Is that the promise? Is that the gospel? That is not the gospel. Because this is how I know it's not the gospel. God sent you to the bush. You're going to have to change your method of teaching. What would your method be? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God wants to save you because that has always been the message. The message has always been, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God wants to save you out of your sin. God never told you that he would be your spiritual ATM machine. So we have to stop preaching the gospel as if God is your spiritual ATM machine. But he will take care of you when trouble rises. Yes, trouble came Elijah's way, but he steadfast. He was steadfast on God. He looked to God. God brought him out. God will bring you out if you trust him. God will always be faithful to you. He will always give you those things that you desire. And I hope those things that you desire is to bring peace, is to bring joy, is to bring salvation into the life of others. And when you've done those things, what did the scripture say? Beloved, I wish above all that thou would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. But your soul has got to prosper first, because the key is when your soul is prospering in God, it will follow you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Father, bless these people in the name of Jesus. And I trust that after today, God, and after them hearing, hallelujah, the words of encouragement, that it will indeed encourage their heart, to let them know, Father, that they don't have to worry. They don't have to become fearful when trouble arises and the doctor gives them a negative report that they have cancer or tumors or sugar or diabetes, they don't have to fret. But all they have to do is continue to trust you. And they can trust you for their healing. They can trust you for their deliverance. They can trust you for a miracle, just as they're trusting you for a house. Father, they can trust you for those things that are spiritual, those things where moth and rust cannot break through and steal. Father, bless these your people. Call them to triumph and go for you, hallelujah, and give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We thank you now. Bless these your people.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. I want to, at this time, open the line up. If we can get a few people who have a couple of praise reports that God has done something good for you, you've had to trust God, you've had to trust him in your life. I want to take about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Amen. Yes, about 10 minutes or so. I want to, matter of fact, ask somebody if you would step in and open that up for us. If you would just step in and get about 10 praise reports, if you will. Anybody? Any willing persons?
Good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. And I'll take those praise reports.
Amen. Take about 10.
Was it praise reports, right?
Praise reports. If time starts getting away from us, then have to cut it off. If we can't do 10, we can't do 10. But we want to at least give at least 10 minutes.
Okay, 10
minutes
you.
Or so for that. God bless you.
Okay, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I just want to say, oh, God, what a powerful word that you brought on today, and I thank God with me being the person that I am, a little person. I don't count myself as being that much, but I thank God I am who I am because of the grace of God. And I have been meditating on what you were saying, and yesterday was so strong, and then I got up this morning and I heard this beautiful message, so I thank God for that. But I just want to say I had to trust God for my healing. When it looks like I wasn't going to make it, I can say now, to make it short, I thank God that he has restored me, that he has healed my body, and I'm thankful and grateful. So now the line is open to any praise reports.
Thank the Lord. Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby from Illinois, and I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for that wonderful message I heard on today. I just thank the Lord for being saved and sanctified, is baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire, and having a mind to wholly follow the Lord. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I have so much to be thankful for. How God has healed my body so many times. He has healed my children. And I thank him for it today. I'm looking for a miracle for my son. But God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we're able to think or ask. And I just thank him for his way. Thank him for this precious way of holiness. I thank the Lord for Sister Riley because I heard about the prayer line through her. And it has been such a blessing to me. I thank and praise the Lord for First Fruits. And thank and praise the Lord for all of you. Thank and praise the Lord for you, Elder Williams. I'm glad to hear you on the line this morning.
Bless you. Bless you, mother. Bless you. God bless you.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for that praise report. Is there another one that will tell of God's goodness? The line is open. Is there another praise report?
This is Mother Wilson, Elect Wilson.
Yes,
I'm so grateful this morning for God being good to me. I thank him for waking me up, starting me on my way, giving me eyesight, and giving me insight. I thank God for the message this morning. It blessed me real good. Let me know that just keep on looking and staying in the place where God wants me to be. And looking for the blessings of the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. But I'm healed of many things that have come up on me, and God is still good.
Thanks, Lord. Mother Wilson, for the praise report. Is there another praise report this morning?
Yeah, this is Sister Karen Brown, St. Louis, Missouri. About 2 weeks ago, I'm diabetic, and about 2 weeks ago, I was at my daughter's house, and I take insulin. And I had taken my insulin at night before I went to bed, and the next day I lay down to take a nap, and I woke up at about 4:30, and I was so tired and confused in my mind, I thought it was 4:30 in the morning, and I thought it was time for me to take my medicine again. And I took this insulin like 13 hours before I was supposed to. And the Lord, I didn't feel an inkling of anything. I prayed, and the Lord let that medicine just pass through my system. When you take that medicine too much like that, I should have been in the hospital. But I thank God I didn't have a feeling or anything about it. I praise God for that today.
Thank the Lord for that beautiful testimony, because as Pastor William has just said, that, in other words, he didn't say a word for word, but God takes good care of us.
Amen.
We don't know how to take care of ourselves, and we thank God for that. Is there another praise report this morning?
Praise the Lord.
Riley.
Praise the Lord, Mother Riley. God bless you. It's always a blessing to hear your voice. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas, and my praise report is that I had an unspoken request that I've not given to anyone, but I put it in my prayer closet 2 years ago, and I pulled it out of my Bible. I have about 15 Bibles around the house, but I pulled it out of one of the Bibles that is still there. So I went and took it, and about a couple of weeks ago, put it on in my other prayer closet. And I want you to know, and I read the Word of God across it. This says that we can speak to a mountain and it will be moved. You know, and I begin to think about a message that Chief Ambassador spoke in its regards to give the anointing time to work. So every time I hear a word that just resonates in my spirit and calls that that revelation to jump, I would write it on that request since then. So I put it on there. And I tell you, this prayer request has been lingering for about 4 years. It was unspoken. But we can cause those things to be not as though they were. And I begin to say, Lord, it's been years and 365 days for 3 or 4 years. It's time for the manifestation. And if I'm not pleasing you, don't let it come to pass. But if I'm pleasing you and I'm doing what you're asking me to do, give me something. Today, received a phone call on late yesterday afternoon, glory to God, who said that we haven't forgot what we said we were going to do on your behalf, and you can look for it. It's coming, glory to God. And I just want to give God the praise, hallelujah, because sometimes there are some requests you just can't give to everybody, anybody. This is one of those requests that only God knew about, and I didn't tell anybody within my circle. I'll put it like that. I only told one person that I knew that could handle this situation. And I will say this to the saints of God. You touch God, and God will touch the people. Glory to God. God bless all of you, and have a magnificent day. Prosperous day in the Lord. And thank you, Pastor Williams. You're doing an awesome service for the Lord. God bless you.
Bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Prophet Sis, for that beautiful, beautiful testimony. Oh, my goodness. I'm just enjoying myself on this morning, because God is faithful. God does not forget anything that we ask Him. And we thank God for that answered prayer. Is there another one with a praise
Good
report?
Morning.
I think we have about 2 more minutes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Great.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm just thanking God for another beautiful day, and I truly thank God for First Fruit. Yesterday, I got an email from the Department of Correction Officer, so facility, and I'm just giving God all the glory. I remember I took the test about 2 years ago, so they want me to come next month, November the 9th. So for an open house, it's all day. And I always keep, you know, those inmates, whether if it's state, federal prison, they in juvenile detention, doesn't matter. Not saying God is pleased or happy with whatever they did, But they still a soul. So I'm giving God all the glory, and have a beautiful weekend, everyone, and God bless you. And Pastor Williams, awesome, awesome teaching this morning, man of God, and God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Thank you, Sister Jennifer, for that beautiful testimony. I'm sorry to call you Sister Gray. I'm sorry, Sister Jennifer. I'm sorry. Is there another praise report? I think we have about one more minute left. Is there another praise report? If not, we'll give it back to you, Pastor Williams.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Riley. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For all that the Lord is doing, I just want to say a couple of more things. People of God, always trust God, no matter what happens. Trust God.
Amen.
Trust God. Because what the Lord is not going to tell you, he may not tell you when exactly your blessing is going to come. And just as Prophet Spitz says, there are some answered prayers and some blessings that will have a delay on it. It will come, but it will come at a different time or in a different season. But in the meantime, you're going to have to wait for it. There are some things that the Lord will allow us to go through just to see on what type of farmer. I want to put it this way. What type of farmer are you? Are you the type of farmer that would plant seeds in the ground and you would let them stay, and then you would cultivate the earth and cultivate the soil, cultivate it and water it and watch it grow, and when it produces in its right season, then you harvest it in the right time? Or are you that impatient farmer that you place it in the ground, but before it could even germinate, you're ready to dig it up because you are tired? You know, forget it. You know what? It's not going to happen. So you dig it back up again. You don't want to be that type of farmer. You don't want to be that type of Christian. Oftentimes we've done our prayers that way. We'll pray today and nothing happens. We're ready to say, forget it. Forget it. And move on to something different. Don't do that. But you've got to, when you pray for something, hold on to it. Prophet did say it was an unspoken request, In other words, she knew what it was. She didn't speak it out loud so others could hear it, but her prayer was to God. And that prayer, whether you hear it or whether everybody else hear it, what makes it effective is when you trust God for it. That's what makes it effective, and you cannot walk away from it. Because it is a seed, your prayer is a seed, and the moment you release it, it will grow. It will cultivate. And you can learn that lesson from the lesson of a corn seed. Corn seed, and plant it in the appropriate season. In the appropriate season, it will get up. Within 19 days, it's getting up. But if you plant that same corn seed in an adverse season, maybe in the harsh of winter, Or in the harsh of summer, I don't know, but a different season, it's going to take longer. That same season in winter will take about 2 months to get up because it's not ready for the element. You have to understand a seed, your prayer works the same way. The season which you sow it, the season which you plant it, it may not get up right then. Because they have to cultivate. And then there are sometimes it may pop up right. Oh, my God, as soon as you turn around, it's happening. How many of you pray for stuff, and the moment you finish praying, you're still on your knees. There'll come a knock on the door with the thing you're asking for. But then there's some thing you've been asking God for. It took a while to get to where you are. The main thing is never, never, ever, never walk away from it thinking that God did not hear you. He hears every prayer you pray. So I want to encourage your heart, Sister Riley. I want to encourage your heart. Though you might be small in stature, it doesn't matter to God. You have a very big heart. And God is going to reward you based upon your commitment to him. God's going to bless you, Mother Wilson and Mother Digby. In the prayer, Mother Digby, you had a prayer request. God's going to bless you. And Mother Wilson, I pray God's choice blessings upon your life. Those diabetes when you say you go, I pray that God change your testimony, Mother Wilson. I pray that it happened. Why? Because I heard you say my diabetes.